Well, hello, hello, and thank you for being part of the Financial Wake Up Call podcast. I am Dave Cross, and I'm so excited for this week and every week that we do this. And I want to thank everybody out there that has listened to my previous podcasts and have given me some great ideas, different things to consider as we go through all the different things that are out there. One thing I love, especially when I'm at the office and I get a phone call from somebody that says, you know, David, I heard your podcast, but consider this topic, or maybe a little bit more clarity, because in my head, I'm thinking about it a certain way, but I want people out there to have that scratch of the head or that aha moment or that light bulb moment. And that's what we're doing each week. So what I'm doing is I'm not here pounding the desk that you must do this, you must do that. I'm just putting different ideas out there that you would speak to your financial advisor for your investments, of course, any tax issues, your CPA, or estate planning, your attorney. So looking at where we're at right now, the stock market has been very volatile. And for a lot of people, they're saying, well, David, I need to make money on the principal and the investments that I have. And, you know, maybe it's a good time to look in different directions. You know, what is out there? What are different things that we should consider? And one thing that has been very good for people as an opportunity to take advantage of this unfortunate inflation. And we do see it wherever we go to the grocery store, we get the eggs, we get the bread, we get gas for our car, and prices are up. And it's very, very challenging. So what we try and look at is, well, what can we do with rates being higher? Are there different things that we can purchase? Well, the good news is in banks right now, you're starting to see some attractive rates out there, good CDs. Some I've seen some over 5% CDs, and also the online banks with different accounts that they have, savings accounts, money markets. I'm seeing them in the, you know, plus 4%, maybe 4.5% or more percent, which is nice. They're liquid and you have access to them. So very good investments or opportunities to get a better rate. Maybe you're just needing to establish an emergency fund, which we always talk about. You should always have that 3 to 6 months of money in some sort of liquid account. Something happens that, oh, the house, there's a repair or a car repair that you're not going and charging that credit card and getting charged 25% of whatever the rate is on your credit card. You always want to make sure you have liquid funds available. So with rates now being higher, you know, what are some options out there? And I was thinking about it and I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about I bonds. You know, what are I bonds? What are they all about? You know, what would it be a good option, something to consider? And absolutely, you know, I bonds are federally insured bonds, and what they're doing is they're protecting investors. And with the inflation portion of it, and I'll explain how that works, that how the rates are determined for your principal protection, as well as, you know, getting an interest rate based on where we're at right now. And the interest rates on this type of bond are set twice a year. And well, how are they set? Well, they're based on the current inflation reading from the Urban Consumer Price Index created by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, I bonds are available. Like, you're asking, well, where do I purchase these bonds? You know, is that something I can walk into a bank, my financial advisor? Well, there's a couple ways you can buy them. Well, digitally, you can buy them through the treasurydirect.gov. Also, you can buy a paper bond when buying them with your IRS federal tax refund. Now, let's talk about how they work. When you buy an I bond, you receive the current interest rate set by the U.S. Treasury Department. Your I bond interest rate is based on a combination of a fixed base interest rate plus what we were talking about before, the inflation rate, is also known as the composite rate or the earnings rate. Now, the fixed rate is a baseline rate that never changes for the life of the bond. So that's a consistent rate when you purchase the bond. It applies to all I bonds issued during each 6 month period. Now, of course, the inflation rate changes every 6 months. These rates are set, like I mentioned before, twice a year, and that would be on May 1st and November 1st, based on the current inflation readings. And this is non-seasonal adjusted, so that would include items like food and energy when setting these rates for the I-bonds. Now, with these I-bonds, they earn interest for 30 years. You're like, well, David, that's too long. I don't want something for 30 years. Well, we'll talk about that in different ways to redeem them. And if, let's say, you did keep it in there for 30 years, it would redeem at that point. But let's talk about other options that you have. Now, when you do earn interest on I-bonds, you earn interest on a monthly basis, okay? However, the interest is compounded semi-annually. That basically means that the interest rate earned is added to the value of your bond every 6 months. Although you are earning interest monthly, the bonds do not distribute interest like, say, a savings account would do so. The interest rate remains with the bond until you cash out the bond. Well, let's talk about that, because I just said they will earn interest for 30 years. Now, when you have these bonds and you buy them, like I mentioned before, the two different ways that you can do a paper bond, or in most cases, people do a digital bond. If you don't want to wait the 30 years, and I'm sure a lot of people are listening, like are saying, David, I don't want to wait 30 years. Okay, I get it. Let's talk about that. You can cash them out after 12 months. All right, let's keep that in mind, okay? However, if you cash these bonds out, these I bonds out, before 5 years, there is a penalty of 3 months of interest. Well, some people are thinking, well, that's not that big a deal considering it may be paying me a nice interest rate. So, for example, let's say you cashed a bond out after 2 years. Well, because of the 3 month penalty, it's the equivalent of you getting 21 months of interest. So again, let me just repeat that. It's a 30-year bond that you must keep at least 12 months. And if you redeem it prior to 5 years, then you would have a situation where there's a 3 month penalty of just the interest. So again, not terrible, but something that you should be aware of. And what you want to do is consider when you may want to cash this in and say, okay, I'm making this interest, or this is currently where I'm at, although it does adjust. Does it make sense if I'm looking to redeem in a 1 year period? And most likely, no, that wouldn't be the case. But, you know, depending on your time frame, consider the 3 month loss of interest, and that'll give you a good idea on where you would stand with this. Now, you're asking, maybe, like, how do I find out the value of these bonds as I'm leaving them? Is there a way to kind of check up on them? Because it's not like I can walk into my bank and say, hey, give me my current balance, or I get that monthly statement. Well, a couple of different things you could do. You can check the value of these bonds by logging into the treasurydirect.gov account. So you'd have the ability to log in, check your bond, see exactly where you're at. And these calculations that you can go on there, you can calculate the present, the historical or future value. Additionally, you'll be able to find out current and past interest rates and the next accrual rate, as well as the maturity date. So it does provide a lot of information. So for a lot of people, they're like, well, David, I just don't feel comfortable being able to not get a statement. Well, you can go online and check on them when you want to check on them. So let's talk about a couple other factors. And what I always like to do is, when we're talking about an investment, a bond, whatever the situation is, well, let's talk about maybe some pros and cons. I think we'll kind of position it that way. Okay, well, for example, let's start on the positive side. Interest rates adjust every 6 months based on current inflation rates. So if inflation is on the increase, then there you go. You have the opportunity for a higher interest rate. Maybe the one hiccup with the redemption of it is you do have to wait at least 12 months. And I want to make that clear. You have to keep it in there at least 12 months. After that, yes, you can redeem. But again, before 5 years, there is a 3 month penalty of interest. All right. Let's talk about another positive. There is no state or local income tax on the interest earned. That's great. Again, a reminder, with that being said, just keep in mind, before the 5 years, after the 1 year time period, there's that penalty of 3 months of interest. So the positive is, again, no state and local income tax. Something to consider is just before 5 years, a loss of that 3 months of interest. Now, here's another thing. For the amounts that you can buy, you can buy as little as $25 on these bonds. So let's say, you know, 50 bucks bond, 100, whatever the scenario is for a lot of people. And I see, like, for situations where you want to just invest money gradually or you don't have a lot of money at this time, you can go as little as 25 bucks. Well, and then the only other piece to that is on the taxation side, when they're redeemed or they mature, is a federal tax that you would have to pay on the interest that you made on that. And one thing I did want to bring up, which a lot of people aren't aware of with these I bonds, in certain situation, there is the ability to have the federal taxation waived, if you will. So federal income tax may be waived, and I'm underlying, you know, there's a possibility it could be waived when used for qualified higher education expenses. So I've seen a situation where grandparents, they have these monies and they have the opportunity to maybe help out a grandchild and qualify for different ways that they wouldn't have to pay that taxation. So if somebody has these bonds and these bonds are going toward qualified higher education, there is the possibility that that federal tax could be waived. Again, this is a conversation to have with your accountant, your CPA. All right. Now, one thing I did want to mention is, like, okay, well, David, like, who should buy these bonds? Is it, like, again, I'm never going to make a recommendation. This is just for information, something to scratch your head, or maybe a conversation you'd have with your advisor. Well, in a lot of cases, I see it with low-risk investors, like a retiree that wants money to keep up with inflation. Like I mentioned before, you go to the grocery store, you fill your car with gas. It's expensive out there. So here's an opportunity to have something that can keep up with inflation, that gives you the opportunity to do better within maybe a bank account or a CD or even EE bonds. Again, it's a good time to look at your local banks and different ways you can get good rates. I mentioned CDs before. They're attractive right now, but it's another option available to you. And the other piece to it too is, being that you only have to hold it for 1 year, I always like to say to people, at least know where you stand. You know, you may go in saying, hey, David, I'm not going to need this for 5 years or whatever the scenario is, so I'll make sure to get all that interest. But life happens. Things happen. At least you know if you keep it over a year and you do need to redeem that I bond, you're looking at that 3 months of interest. So it's not the end of the world, but it's good that you know that, because you never want to step into something and not know exactly what could be. You may think, hey, I'm going to be able to keep this in there for a good amount of time and all is well. But something happens, an emergency, family needs some help, whatever the situation is, there's a repair you didn't expect. So you want to make sure with any sort of investment, you know exactly what the downside is. And with any investment, there's pros and cons. And that's why I like to lay out the show in this way when we have the conversation and we're talking about a topic like this with I bonds, that you are comfortable, you understand what's going on. Now, one thing I did mention is, well, David, it's making interest. My question to you is, well, when do I pay that tax? Do I pay the tax every year? What's going on here? You pay the tax when either the bond matures or when you cash them in. So for a lot of people, they may be like, you know, David, I have a lot of interest that I've got to pay tax on. They may not do it all in one tax year. They may spread it out. Again, remember, these bonds will pay interest out to 30 years. So for people that, let's say, are beyond the 5 years, there isn't going to be a penalty in the interest that they've made. And let's say there's a lot of interest that the tax hasn't been paid on, then there is the opportunity to look at, okay, this is, I owe this amount for the tax. And again, you can go and check it out online, what you'd be responsible for, but maybe have a conversation with your accountant or CPA. Say, hey, there's going to be X amount if I cash these bonds in. And that accountant or CPA may say, you know what, let's spread it out over a couple years, whatever it is. The beauty is you can control this. So again, and one last thing I wanted to bring up for people, like, well, David, this sounds great. You know, I want to invest $50,000, whatever it is. Well, there are limitations. You can buy these I bonds for any amount up to $10,000 per calendar year. So keep that in mind. So let's say you want to do some this year, up to $10,000. Again, that's for me. I'm not a spouse can do their 10,000 children. They have the options and the way they want to handle it. But where am I going with this? Is you're only allowed up to that 10,000. So then next year I could do another 10 and I have those options. But just wanted to make sure people are clear on that, because I've had people say, hey, you know what, let's invest X amount, you know, 50,000, 100,000, whatever the number is. But then I have to remind them that it is up to that 10,000 that we can for that calendar year. So that is everything I wanted to talk about with the I-bonds. Again, it's another option I always like to look at. You know, right now it is challenging with inflation. We see it. Look at, if you're looking to buy a house and what interest rates are, it's tough, or a car loan or whatever the situation is. But on the other side, you can get a much a higher interest rate, if you will, on your savings accounts, your CDs, and these I-bonds. So we really want to take advantage, if you will, of the areas that you can benefit from. And again, if you have money that's sitting in a savings account or maybe a CD is maturing, really take a good look out there to see what's going on. Let's say you don't need the money for a year and there's a nice CD rate for 5%, or that emergency fund that's sitting in an account getting next to no interest. Well, look at some of these savings and money markets. I know there's great online banks that are giving great rates, north of 4.5%. So keep that in mind. The idea behind is, even if you're keeping money liquid in an emergency fund, and you may not need that money right away, whatever, it's there if you need it, but let's make some interest on it. If I had this conversation a couple years ago, basically you were making nothing. So it didn't matter if you kept it in a checking or a savings. There wasn't any good rate out there, if you will. But now things have changed. I want you to take full advantage of them, especially for money that you just have sitting there, just in case money. Let's get a good rate on that money. And again, this is another option to consider when speaking with your financial advisor. Thank you again for listening to this podcast. So here we go. Phone number, if you wish to reach out to us here at Shoreline Wealth Management, 732-902-7880. Of course, visit us at shorelinewealth.com. We have offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Happy to speak to you on the phone or video conference, whatever works for you. We're here to help you. Thank you again. I'm looking forward to our next podcast, and I really appreciate everybody that's been listening and have reached out with some great ideas and some great topics going forward. Have an amazing week. Take care.